and welcome to That Classic Rock Show. I'm Jim Samaria.
And I am Mark Plotnick.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. It features my photography of rock artists from 1973 to present day with informative words by Mark Plotnick.
Thank you, Jim. The goal of our new show is much the same as our book, to recall, celebrate, and educate as more acts of the classic rock era can no longer perform or pass away. Jim and I have been lifelong devotees of the music that has shaped our lives and the lives of our generation. For many of us, our musical big bang began with the Beatles' first American LP and their 1964 performance on The Ed Sullivan Show.
For 1 hour each week, we will highlight a different theme for what we consider the most groundbreaking era of rock music. Music from the 50s to the early 80s. We call it the classic rock era. But that's a label that has been debated in many, many circles. We hope to discuss the different interpretations of classic rock on a future show.
So this week, we will play and discuss the music of British acts from the 1960s, who were heavily influenced by American blues and helped reintroduce American audience, particularly young ones, to this rich American musical legacy. So, how did American blues make its way across the pond? A primary source came from African-American GIs who were stationed there during World War II, along with merchant seamen who came through British ports such as Liverpool. In the early 1960s, young British musicians such as Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Kim Simmons, and others were drawn to the London music and art scene where they shared blues records and playing techniques. Some of the key blues artists that they admired were John Lee Hooker, Willie Dixon, Muddy Waters, Lightning Hopkins, Elmore James, The Three Kings, Buddy Guy, Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson II, Jimmy Reed, Howlin' Wolf, T-Bone Walker, and of course, the great Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Bo Diddley. And before them were the practitioners of acoustic country blues.
Naturally, it was impossible for British musicians to duplicate the music of their idols. Their life experiences were vastly different, but the love, energy, and emotion they put into their renditions, particularly on guitar, made audiences take notice. Initially, British acts covered songs written by their blues idols, but soon began writing their own material based on the classic blues progressions. Early recordings made by black Americans were labeled race records and rarely, if ever, got airplay on radio stations in major white markets. The British blues boom changed and helped that. Not only did British bands cover their songs, but took them on tour, played on their albums, and sought out them in long jam sessions, and made sure they received songwriting recognition. Black blues musicians were soon playing U.S. venues that they couldn't play previously. Today we'll be playing songs by Alexis Corner's Blues Incorporated, The Rolling Stones, The Animals, The Yardbirds, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, Cream, The Jeff Beck Group, Led Zeppelin, and Savoy Brown. We're going to start off the show with a song made popular by Muddy Waters called Got My Mojo Working. It's going to be performed by Alexis Corner's Blues Incorporated from their 1962 album, R&B at the Marquee. It features Alexis Corner on guitar and Cyril Davis on vocals and harmonica. British interpretation of the blues begins with Alexis Corner. He is considered the founding father of British blues. He and Cyril Davis teamed up in 1954 playing blues and jazz. They formed Blues Incorporated in 1961, perhaps the first electric blues band in Britain.
Thank you.
To show you how important Horner and Davis were, they had a regular night at the Ealing Jazz Club in London, and young guys such as Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Brian Jones, Eric Clapton, Rod Stewart, John Paul Jones, John Mayall, and Jimmy Page will all come to watch them. Mark, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was very fortunate to see Alexis Korner in concert.
Really?
Yeah, 1971 he opened for 10 years after. So I'm very lucky I got to see him.
Something new about you I didn't know.
Yeah, and I got more. Our next song is going to be a Willie Dixon number by the Rolling Stones called Little Red Rooster. Jagger's vocals on this song are just out of this world good. The rhythm section of Charlie Watts, bassist Bill Wyman, create a great groove. Keith Richards is on guitar, but for me, what really makes a song is Brian Jones playing slide guitar and his harmonica playing. I just think it makes it very authentic. The song was originally titled The Red Rooster, with the Stones version mostly influenced by Howlin' Wolf's 1961 recording.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the reason they even recorded this song was their manager, Andrew Oldham, thought it would be good for their street tough image. The Stones' recording of Little Red Rooster was the first genuine blues record to reach number one in England and remains so today.
I am the Little Red Rooster, too lazy to crow for day. The Little Red Rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange camp people, little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Ain't had no peace in the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
Was Little Red Rooster by the Rolling Stones. You know, as kids, Jagger and Richards only lived one block away from each other, but they really weren't close friends until one day Jagger had some rhythm and blues albums tucked under his arm. Keith Richards saw him. They started talking about the albums, and the next thing you know, they started the band. They got their name from the Muddy Waters song, Rolling Stone, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Thanks, Jim. Next up, we have The Animals, and we're going to play the song by John Lee Hooker called Boom Boom. The song was released in the UK in 1964 and in the United States version in 1965. Eric Burdon is on vocals, Hilton Valentine is on guitar, Chas Chandler is on bass, Alan Price is on organ, and John Steele is on drums. The Animals were formed in 1962 when Eric Burdon joined the Alan Price rhythm and blues combo. Eric had that deep, powerful voice Alan Price was looking for. But unfortunately, the Animals' original lineup was short-lived when keyboardist Alan Price departed in 1965. He was replaced by the equally capable organist Dave Roberry, who played on other Animals hits. So here we have the song, Boom Boom.
For my feet. You walk that walk, and you're talking that talk. You knocking me out, right off of my feet. I need you right now, I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow, I mean right now. Come on, come on, come on, shake it up, baby.
You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. Next up, we have the Yardbirds. And we're going to play a Howlin' Wolf song called I Ain't Got You. And Keith Relf is the gentleman on harmonica and vocals. Eric Clapton is on guitar. Chris Dreja is on rhythm guitar, Paul Samuel Smith is on bass, and Jim McCarty is on drums. The original Yardbirds formed in 1963 and were heavily influenced by Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Elmore James. The original guitarist for the Yardbirds left in 1963 and was famously replaced by Eric Clapton. Eric idolized B.B. King, Buddy Guy, and Freddie King. So let's listen to I Ain't Got You by the Yardbirds. Some interesting facts about the Yardbirds. Clapton left the highly popular band in 1965 when they decided to change their focus from blues to pop. The hit song For Your Love was the last straw for Eric Clapton. Another piece of trivia is, although guitar greats Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page all made their mark in the Yardbirds, the three never were in the band at the same time. Next up, we have John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. The song is All Your Love, originally written by Otis Rush. We have John Mayall on guitar, harmonica and piano, Eric Clapton on guitar, John McVie on bass, and Huey Flint on drums. John Mayall is considered the elder statesman of British blues. He's been a mentor to many, in addition to being a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and arranger. Mayall was known for discovering and launching the careers of British guitar gods Eric Clapton with Cream, Peter Green with Fleetwood Mac, and Mick Taylor, who famously replaced Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones. So now, let's listen to All Your Love by John Mayall's Blues Breakers. John Mayall was influenced by Lead Belly, Pine Top Smith, Albert Ammons, and Eddie Lang. It should be noted that Mayall gave Clapton a vehicle to develop his blues chops and fully indulge his passion. Little bit of trivia. This Blues Breakers LP is often referred to as the Beano album because on the cover shoot, Eric is engrossed in a British children's comic book called Beano. As a serious blues man, it was Clapton's way of projecting indifference to the marketing and merchandising arm of the music industry. You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM.